other muscles with it that isn't okay for what I have to learn. Now, if you can hear this, it's a little weird picture, but we mix our flesh with the spirit, and I think we're coming to a place where that's going to happen less and less if we'll just practice focusing on the oneness of God. It's a process. There's no question about that. This might take me months or years, and then maybe they can do the surgery that I need. So I don't understand. God just, I asked him why I have to go through this embarrassing, humbling thing. It is so humbling, I can't tell you. But I don't want to go into those details. Just know that it's about as humbling as you can get. But I'm learning to find that innermost place muscle that I hardly knew was there and separate it from the rest of me so that it can shine, just like shattering the lamp that we look so good so that he can shine. And he will shatter our man-made pretty-looking little things. And he will come forth. But if you're aware of what's going on, it won't be so bad. It'll be kind of exciting, maybe even orgasmic. And I also wanted to say, I hope you hear that, right? I also wanted to say that I would like us to not just talk about this like I'm sharing with you a picture, but when Gary's finished, I'm hoping that we will get as much time as the Lord wants to, if you hear me by the Spirit, make love together with him. I know this sounds really weird, but since we're on this focus, you know, in the natural, an orgy is base. It's people looking for love and doing whatever. Now lift that picture into the heavenlies, where we are loving on our lover, the lover of our soul, but we're loving in the spirit realm. We are one loving body. And I'd like to go into that room together. And this is a little hairy for me, even me saying I'm a woman, I'm talking to you men, but see, I'm not. It's Christ in me wanting to love on you. I want to. My flesh is scared. But my spirit is already longing and has been longing to be one with you. And if we can't feel him in each other in the spirit realm, how's the world going to know him? That's him. And we have nothing different, like somebody said the first night, than a better sounding doctrine than we think somebody else's is. But if we manifest his presence, we won't have to say anything. And things will be happening to dispel the darkness and heal the wounded. And we may say something, but it won't be us. And that's it. I don't have anything else to say. That's all I want.